When Glenda Ritz first ran for state superintendent in 2012, she was the underdog. She faced Republican incumbent and school reform advocate Tony Bennett. He praised charter schools, supported the creation of the voucher program, and new ways to hold teachers and schools accountable for low test scores. His campaign outspent Ritz's 5-1. But Ritz was an educator, and she had the support from the state's teachers, a strong grassroots campaign. And on Election Day, she received more votes than any other candidate on the ballot, including Governor Pence. This is her inauguration.
To represent Indiana schools is an honor that has been bestowed upon me that I accept with excitement.
I'm an educator. Many who opposed the school reform strategies of Republican leaders saw Ritz as a solution. But the fact that she disagreed with the Pence administration became a problem. This manifested the most at the State Board of Education meetings. Here is former board member Andrea Neal at a particularly combative meeting.
This is the part of these meetings that I hate. It's unnecessary tension. My stomach starts churning the night before.
The boiling point came when Ritz abruptly ended a board meeting before the agenda was complete.
This meeting is adjourned.
No. There should be a vote for that.
This meeting is adjourned.
There should be a vote for that adjournment.
She later filed a lawsuit against board members for communicating with each other outside of meetings via email, saying they violated proper meeting procedures. Because of all this, education became one of the biggest political issues in the state. This included verbal sparring between Ritz and Pence. Here are her thoughts on that tension.
So, yes, there were, a lot of politics was going on. But, I figured out really quickly, I didn't need anybody's permission at the State House to serve children. So my focus really has been on serving the children.
Of course, some of the conflict was rooted in Ritz's outsider status. She is currently the only Democrat in a statewide elected position, and she opposed the brand of education reform Republicans started rolling out under the Daniels administration. But as state superintendent, Ritz and her administration had to implement all of those changes, and it was sometimes a rocky transition. For example, after Pence abruptly made the state leave Common Core, the State Board of Education and Department of Education had less than a year to write a new test. That's an amount of time testing experts say is too short, and these experts warned the state board it would be a long assessment. But when parents and teachers complained about the length, Pence blamed it solely on Ritz.
Well, I don't want to make it personal. I mean, look, but the Indiana Department of Education is completely responsible for crafting the test and conducting the test.
This political drama dominated most of Ritz's first term. She even launched a short-lived campaign for governor last fall to oppose Pence. But she still had some support from teachers who felt she was advocating for public schools. During her tenure, the number of schools receiving a D or F dropped dramatically. And while the state superintendent cannot pass legislation, Ritz continued to oppose many policies like the voucher program and continued to call for more state money for schools with needier students and pre-K scholarships. But the superintendent's primary responsibility is working with school districts. And this is where, apart from the political sparring, Ritz receives the most criticism. This is Goshen Community School Superintendent Diane Woodworth.
I think one concern would be timely communication about things. Every once in a while, it feels that maybe we're a little behind the eight ball with getting the information we need about this report that's due or that report that's due.
Which leads us to the 2016 race for state superintendent. Ritz's Republican opponent, Jennifer McCormick, is the current superintendent of Yorktown Schools and says Ritz has not been helping support districts. And this lack of support and all the public disagreements is why McCormick got in the race. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Claire McInerney.